Ever wanted to know what it takes to become a successful trader? Alex shares his journey to becoming a trader and interviews successful traders along the way to help you. You're listening to Be the Trader.
What's up, everybody? Welcome back to the show. I'm wanting to talk about a couple of things, and the first one is believing in yourself. For the longest time, I have struggled with this myself. In fact, I think that's a big part of why it's been taking me so long to find my own consistency, right? It took me about 2.5-3 years to only finally find consistency. Last year, 2020, was my first full year of consistency, so I'm happy about that. But there was still some disbelief, right? There was still some part of me, an old version of myself that didn't really believe, that was kind of holding me back from sizing up and slowly growing the account. And that's what I want to share with you and how I've been trying to overcome that and really live with that is the better way to say it. Because I know there's a lot of you out there who may be feeling that way, maybe feeling what I like to call, after doing a little bit of research, right? Google, pretty much, imposter syndrome. And that's something that I have been dealing with for a long time. And trading is the first time that I've actually decided to face it. Because I've been feeling this way in all parts of my life, right? My old careers, I would feel this way. I would always think it's just a matter of time where everything just hits the fan. I lose my job or I'm not the top sales guy in my company or I lose my partnership. I've always had those fears or maybe it's only a matter of time where I fail this grade when I was in college or, you know, a disaster may happen in my personal life. It was always like lingering. And it was not that easy to enjoy success or enjoy happiness. And I kind of just ignored it. I kind of just used it as a driver, right? I used it as a driver to help me push forward because it kind of was there just saying, you better keep working, right? You better keep pushing so that way you can continue to prevent that. And that works until it doesn't, right? And it didn't work for me in trading because in trading, you need to have confidence. In trading, you need to believe in yourself. At least this is my opinion. And I started to really pray a lot personally. You know, whatever you believe in, that's up to you. I'm not trying to push that on you, but I'm just telling you what I do and what has helped me. And I just started really praying and praying on that feeling. And I've learned that the more I pray about it, the better it makes me feel. And so acknowledging first off that you have something that's bothering you is really the first thing, right? I started to acknowledge it. I started to see that, hey, if I don't learn about this more, then I'm never going to be able to push forward. And so I started doing research about imposter syndrome. Aren't you always wondering where can you find cheap borrows and you want that Chick-fil-A service, that broker who takes care of you? Go check out Cobra Trading. They're a great broker that I use. And if you reference that I sent you there, they will give you the same great discount that I have. And most of the shares that I borrow are free. And on top of that, I want to add one thing. Don't forget, guys, make sure to subscribe to the newsletter, Be the Trader, so you won't forget any future episodes or exclusive YouTube content. Thanks. I'm watching all types of YouTube videos, speeches, especially TEDx. I love TEDx. Different doctors talking about this feeling, psychologists, and I could relate very, very much so. And they all pointed out the fact that a lot of people have this. So I know someone out there who's listening has this feeling. And they point out the fact that it doesn't really ever go away. It's just how you manage it or how you acknowledge it and how you live with it. And how you just don't let those thoughts be what you believe. Because if you ever tried meditation, I don't know if you guys have tried this yet. But part of my daily routine is I meditate every day. I say every day, but pretty much every day. There's occasions like on weekends, sometimes I'll take a day off or two. But if I'm in a trade, I try to meditate before I trade. And if you ever try meditation, the whole focus is when you're new is focus on your breath, right? So that way you can focus on one thing happening and clear your mind. And you'll notice that thoughts just jump in out of nowhere. I need to do this tomorrow, or I need to do this today. I need to make sure this doesn't happen. I need to make sure I execute here. I need to make sure that I take the dogs out. Whatever it is, they all pop up in your head. And you'll notice that some of these thoughts, even though you're trying to concentrate on breathing and listening to your breath and focusing on it, these thoughts come in out of nowhere. And you start to recognize, at least I started to believe, that just because thoughts come up doesn't mean I created that thought. And I know a lot of meditation gurus, they share that. They explain that all thoughts that come up isn't necessarily good thoughts that come up for you. They just come up, right? They're just thoughts. You have over 75,000 thoughts a day, I think is what it is. Don't quote me. And if you do quote me, that's your bad. But there's a lot of thoughts that we have, and the majority of those can be negative. And if we let them pull us away from our moment, staying center, focusing on our breath, then we get lost on this path and start thinking negative. And so meditation kind of showed me that, hey man, like, these thoughts come up. And so what has helped me is meditation, focusing on, hey, these thoughts just come up. But also for me, it's prayer. It's talking to someone bigger than me, believing something bigger than me, believing that success is abundant. It's there for you. It's there for your family. It's there for your friends. It's there for anybody who believes that they can have it, that you can be successful and be happy and be in love and produce an abundance to give others. Like, everyone has that capability. And until I start to really focus on that, pray about that is what I do. But maybe it's for you, it's something different. But just listen to what I'm trying to share with you here. Don't get lost in that part. But I want you to know, like, it's helped me a lot. It's helped me a lot. And I can't express it enough how much it's helped me. Now, granted, you're probably listening and be like, Alex, well, you've been consistent for over a year, going into your second year now. And, you know, this, I've been training for 4 years. If you haven't listened to the show before, thanks for being here, by the way. Make sure to subscribe. Hit the bell if you're watching on YouTube. If you're listening on the podcast, leave a show a rating or review. Really helps me find new listeners. And it's a big thank you. And I thank you for that. But if you're new to the show, thank you for being here. And I want you to know it's taken me two and a half, three years to find my consistency. And then had my first full year of consistency. And then now I'm on year four. And I believe that I knew what worked for me back then, but yet I still wasn't consistent. And I think it's because of belief. I really do believe that. And I'm sure if you talk to a lot of traders, they talk about confidence and having confidence in yourself. They create rules to protect their confidence, right? Like, my own rule is, if I lose 3R, which means I risk 1R per trade. And what is R? R is just whatever value you want to risk per trade. So if you're risking $100 per trade, your 1R is $100 to make 3R, 300, or to make 2R, 200, or to make 1-to-1, whatever it is. But if I lost 3R for the day, I will now stop trading. And that helped me a lot, because I know if I don't stop and I continue to compound that, it would mess me up mentally and confidence would suffer. So confidence is important, right? And even when you find your consistency, maybe you're out there and you've already found what works for you and you're already doing well, but you, every once in a while, you slip up. Every once in a while, something happens and you go, I take a huge step back. I know what that feels like, because I've been there and I was there for a long time, and it was frustrating, man, because there was moments where I'd second guess everything that I did. I second guess, why did I quit my job, my career, to do this? Why did I, like, am I the worst person on earth? Like, why did I make this decision? Am I an idiot? You know, I used to think those things. But I want you to know, like, you focus on believing on yourself, because even when you find your consistency and you make those mistakes, it's because of self-sabotaging habits. It's because when you start to be like, you might start thinking, at least for me, I used to start thinking, man, this is too good to be true. It's just a matter of time. I'm just one trade away from disaster. Just thinking negative, then you start to do things. Like, I started to maybe trade. Two or three things used to come in my head. Either I was trading to not lose, so I wouldn't be proven right, or I'd be trading too loose because I just wanted to make money or trade bigger because I wanted to get away from that feeling, which then inevitably took me to that, right? Because you're not trading properly. And it would really mess up my mind. And so what I want you to know is the next time that happens to you and you're trading and you know you go through that process, right? Maybe you don't meditate. Meditate. Try it. Try to do it before you trade. Try to come with a clear head. What I do every day is I drink coffee in the morning. I meditate. And I listen to meditation music the entire time I'm trading. Because my heart rate does race when I trade. It still does to this day. Maybe not as much like it used to. And I could be in 5 positions at once, which is crazy because it never used to be like that. But like, it still races sometimes. Like when I get the perfect entry, which is usually at a key area where I could be proven wrong right away, my heart's racing, no doubt. But listening to calm music helps me. Meditation prepares me. And me, myself, I do pray to the man upstairs because I believe without him, I wouldn't be here right now. And I wouldn't be here talking to you, sharing my journey and trying to help you guys. And that's what this show's about, helping you give back so that way we can change the trading community. That means you. I want you to be part of this. I want you to make sure that when you get some success or you found it, that you give back, you help someone else. Maybe it's an individual, maybe it's a group. But that's the focus. So I'm hoping this helps you in some way because that is definitely helping me in a big way. And I feel like if I don't share that with you, then I'm basically doing a disservice. So I want you to know, believe in yourself. You can be successful at this. You will be, and you're allowed to be. And it's not a bad thing. And in fact, when you have consistency, that's because you've deserved it, because you've been working your butt off. So know that. And look, guys, I wish you all the very best. And if you're looking for a great broker, and you guys know this, you see it right here, Cobra Trading, they're like Chick-fil-A. And the last time I paid for borrows, I think I paid once all last week and then once this week so far. What I'm trying to tell you is more times than not, I get them for free. And if I am paying borrows, it's like 0.003 to 0.05, depending on how hard to borrow it is. But it's very rare that I do. And that's because they're the best, in my opinion. If you let them know I sent you, you'll definitely get the same discount I have. And it helps me out. I mean, you know that, obviously. But it does help me out, and I appreciate that. And at the end of the day, guys, look, I want you all to know that if you're struggling in some way, try it. Try meditation. Try talking to yourself, self-affirmation, talking about how you deserve to be successful. You deserve to find success, to be happy, to be in love, to be full of happiness, that it's okay, and that life is full of abundance. If you can focus on that, when you're in that moment where you're just second-guessing everything, it will help you. It's helped me, so I'm hoping it can help you. You guys take care, and thank you for watching the show. And please don't forget, share it with a family member, share it with another trader, because I am trying to grow this, and I want to give back as much as I can, and you guys can help me reach a lot more people. Thank you.